currently listening to Nikuchin Kunamaze with the tune Coffee Kingdom from Back and Forth. Sunny Fedora before this with You and I from Frequently Flying. Chrissy and Holly with Love Again before that. We also had Mona Vale with Sunshine in that set. And Mickum with Left Hand Skank. And we started it off with Eats Everything in Shermanology. I'm DJ Firefly. You've been listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. That's about it for me for today. Feel free to check out my website at djfirefly.com. It's the best way to get in touch with me, and all of my old shows are archived up there.
WRCT's Mando Richard here. I know DJ Firefly has the beats and trance you love on Wednesday afternoons. But you know, banjo music was the original trance music. What's that banjo player drool? Find out by tuning in to WRCT for Whiskey Before Breakfast, 11 a.m. Wednesdays. We start off with songs from the liquored up side of the family, close down with a song or two from the gospel side of the family, and in between you'll hear Pittsburgh's most eclectic mix of folk music. 11 a.m. Wednesdays on WRCT Pittsburgh, the perfect warm-up for an afternoon of couch dancing.
And fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh and online at wrct.org.
Right with petition.
After philosophy, is your life worth the pain in? Is this girl versus boy with different symbol? Being born is power. Scout leader, not detect this big sin. Your risk changed me hostage. Me, I'm fighting with my head. I'm not ambiguous.
I must look like a dork.
Me, naked with textbooks.
So dig this big crux.
Organizing the Boy Scout for murder is wrong. 10 years beyond a big sweat point. Man, it was still there ever without you. Coming back around, look, we're coming together for just a second. A peek, a guess. At the wholeness, it's way too big.
At the wholeness, it's way too big.
Lay out the rules.
guys don't wear white. Every day I work hard. At night I spend a restless time. Those rich kids and all their lazy money. They can't hold a candle to mine. Tell your mama and your papa. Sometimes good guys don't wear white. Chicks are the changing times. White filth and easy living. You can't come close to the love that I've given. To tell your mama and your papa. Sometimes good guys don't wear white. They don't wear white. They don't wear white.
Going out these days to score, she was no more. We're off. to eye you, but I seem too much to try you. It's always weirdness why you dig it much too much to fry you. The weirdness flows between us, anyone can tell to see us. Freak scenes can't believe us, or can it just be cool and free us?
Kids, it's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. All right, where's my money? What? Chintzy college stations.
Supporting WRCT Pittsburgh, Attic Records is located in Millville, and they're open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. They're family-owned and operated. They pay for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big, no collection too small. You can actually visit Attic Records by going to Millville or call them up at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need. Hey there, it's me, the Mockster, and for the next half hour, I want to feature music from the artist Bobby Bear Jr. Now, Bobby Bear Jr. is indeed the son of legendary country artist Bobby Bear, but he actually made his recording debut at the age of 8. Now, I'm going to get to that song a little later in this half hour. But it was in 1998 that he put out his proper first release. He was using the moniker of just Bear Jr. for that first album, for his first two albums. First album was called Butte. Let's play something off that album to kick off this set of music. It's Nothing Better to Do.
Well, I woke up early today and thought of 7 different. Like myself, less than you do for any reason, false or
Now I got electric. inside her feeble mind. She is spinning out of time, like a hunter who's gone blind. My valentine, beside her velvet nest, she humiliates the best. Couldn't take no more, I guess, of my valentine. Valentine, I killed my valentine, and I laughed until I cried for my valentine. Valentine, I killed my valentine, and I shall gladly do the time for my valentine. She does most of her work, laughing while you heard from my valentine. In the middle of every dream is a lie that holds the key to free you from what you think you need, like my valentine.
Traded my
from his second Bear Jr. album, Brainwasher, Bobby Bear Jr. with his song, Why Do I Need a Job? It's a question I ask myself a lot. Why do I have a job? And then I realize I've got bills to pay and there's things I want to buy and I need money and the job really helps make that happen. So it's a valid question, though. Valid question. Before the Bear Jr. track, went back to Bobby Bear Jr.'s From the End of Your Leash album for Valentine. That came out in 2004. And then also The Longest Meow, 2006 when that came out. And you heard the Heart Bionic from that. And then I started off that entire set. Yeah, we are playing only music for this half hour from Bobby Bear Jr. from his debut from 1998, back when he was still using just Bear Jr. Name of the album was Boutte and Nothing Better to Do. My name's Paul. I am the Moxer. I've got nothing better to do than just play you some Bobby Bear Jr. music for a half hour. Why not? Why not? It's the Flat-Chested Girl from Maynardville.
Flat-chested girl from Maynardville writes slowly in her diary about being a ghost who walks with thieves. They cannot take what they cannot see. While standing on her bed, she screams words that fall onto her shades. No one pays attention to me, so no one knows nothing about me. Flat-chested girl from Maynardville ignores the phone as it rings. She staples a picture of her mom on the bedroom door upside down. While standing on her bed, she screams phrases of hypocrisy. Does anyone think that I'm pretty? 'Cause no one will tell me, as no one is looking at me. Flat-chested girl from Maynardville lies about how much she needs, trades all her CDs for weed and ecstasy. While standing on her bed, she screams emotion defiantly. Does anyone wanna get high with me? 'Cause no one is watching, so no one is worrying about me. Flat-chested girl from Maynardville is skipping school to stay home and read. She kicks her cat into the fan and giggles as he bleeds. While standing on her bed, she screams secrets that fall out from her dreams. Does anyone want any part of me? Please take anything that you want. Do what you will. Thank you.
Flash walks in with an overweight Madonna, orders two Bud Lights and a cranberry vodka. Marilyn Monroe dances dirty with Darth Vader. James Dean holds hands with a Sharon impersonator. Atlanta, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, rock and roll Halloween. Atlanta, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, rock and roll. Drinking with the Dixie Chicks from Nashville, Tennessee. The fat one is flirting with me. Head Scissorhands gets angry while wrestling a cigarette machine. Atlanta, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, rock and roll. Hooker nurse, hooker cop, please, please dance with me. Pregnant nun, pregnant bride, pregnant guys hitting on me. Lonely you, lonely me, dancing drunk on Halloween.
I'd like to see the world for once.
Bobby Bear Jr. from a 2004 release of his called Okay, I'm Sorry, with his version of I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing here on 88.3 FM WRCT. Before that, from his album A Storm, A Tree, My Mother's Head from 2010, it was Bobby Bear Jr. with a Rock and Roll Halloween. Start off the entire set from the Young Criminals Starvation League album, which is kind of what he called his projects after that album, Flat-Chested Girl from Maynardville. Now, over his career, Bobby Bear Jr. has recorded, I think it's 6 full-length studio albums. He also had that EP I mentioned about, Okay, I'm Sorry, that the cover song came off of. He has some live stuff on that and some other recordings on that EP. A couple singles, but since 2016, he's actually been playing guitar in Guided by Voices. That's right, along with Doug Gillard. Bob Pollard tapped him to join Guided by Voices, and he has performed on all of their albums since that time. So Bobby Bear Jr. still out there having fun, making music. In fact, speaking of having fun, he's done quite a few covers on his albums over the years. Like, for example, he's covered The Smiths, he's covered The Pixies, and also he's done a lot of covers of Shel Silverstein. Now, what's interesting about that is Shel Silverstein is actually his godfather. So if you think of Bobby Bear Jr.'s writing style and technique and his approach to music, it's very much like Uncle Shel's. In fact, for my last song, it's a song from 1974 that his dad did of a Shel Silverstein tune, but it's actually Bobby Bear Jr.'s recording debut.
So I'd like to introduce you to the next superstar. 20 years from now, he's going to be so ashamed of what he has done on this record that he's probably going to sue me. And he and all of his friends are going to be sitting around stoned. He said, look what the old man made me do. Let's give a big round of applause to Bobby Bear Jr.
Daddy, what if the sun stopped shining? What would happen then?
If the sun stopped shining, you'd be so surprised. You'd stare at the heavens with wide open eyes. And the wind would carry your light to the skies. And the sun would start shining again. Stop blowing, then the land would be dry, and your boat wouldn't sail, and son, your kite couldn't fly, and the grass would see your trouble. She'd tell the wind, and the wind would start blowing again. If the grass stopped growing, you'd probably cry. And the ground would be watered by the tears from your eyes. And like your love for me, that grass would grow so high. This grass would start growing again.
But Daddy, what if I stopped loving you? What would happen then?
If you stop loving me, then the grass would stop growing, the sun would stop shining, and the wind would stop blowing. So you see, if you want to keep this old world going, you better start loving me again, again. Better start loving me again. You hear me, Bob? You better start loving me again. You love me, Bob?
Yeah.
You better start.
What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org.
Early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to an encore presentation of the Viva La Mach radio program right here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
KIX Morning News Update. Mach's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on.
Turns to mud and you're falling. see your face now. It's glowing.